Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we set our time together with Natalie 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts may come first with you. Lord, I pray that our lives will
as always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to consciously choose to join myself and others as we commune with the ground of being, the absolute mystery, God in us as us. And I know that all of you enjoyed the series of the 12 faculties, the 12 powers within man. And I thought I might get relief for good behavior from the universe, but not so blessed in that sense. So here I am, and the universe has given me another series for you. We are going to metaphysically look at the Beatitudes. This is commonly known as the Sermon on the Mount. Something that I haven't delved deeply into for a long time. And as I was reading, researching, it broke my heart to see how still theologians take the teachings of Jesus so literally. And we know here on the Sunday Soul that Jesus was not a conformer, but a transformer. He came to shake up the status quo that existed. And so let's set the context for the first of our Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor. You see, everything that Jesus taught, there was always a deeper hidden meaning. It was never just to be taken literally. There was a requirement that we go deeper and look beyond the surface. And hence, let's kick off with the actual sacred text so we can set the scene. It comes from Matthew 5, verse 1 to 3. When he saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. After he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them." So metaphysically, let's look at this. It says Jesus went up the mountain. That's our first indication that what he was doing was going up in consciousness, communing with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in him as him. And then it says he sat down, and his disciples gathered around him. We just completed our series, So we know that as Jesus is going within to connect with the source of all that is, the ground of being, he's calling forth the faculties of faith and strength, wisdom, love and power, imagination, understanding, will, order, zeal, relief, and life. He's calling them forth around as he is going and raising up in consciousness. The reason why he is calling forth the faculties is because of the work he knows that is yet to be done and that he has to do. It says that he began to teach them by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them." So let's break that down. We know that at the time that Jesus was living, it was under the rule of the Romans. But within the Jewish community, there was a caste system whereby the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were the rulers of the temple. And so they sat down and laid out all the laws and all the doctrines and all the rules that were a yoke for the people. But our teacher was not a conformist. He was one that came to liberate the people from the yoke of the law. So when we start with the word blessed, that word, when we break it down, is to say, you can be prosperous. You can be enriched. And some people translate it to say, you can be happy. Happy are you. Blessed are you, prospered are you. And so, the next follows are the poor in spirit. Now, usual theology and the old time doctrines are talking and telling people that they need to be poor here on earth so that they can experience the riches and glory of God in heaven when they die. Jesus was never about waiting till you die to enjoy this life. But he already told us he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. So he wasn't telling us that we need to be poor, that we need to be impoverished. But when he talks about in this beatitude, blessed are the poor, he's talking about you need to empty out yourself of false pride and your narcissistic attitudes and behaviors. Blessed are those who can empty themselves of all that separates them from their true identity. Prospered are you when you can release the egoic nature to realize the Spirit of God that is in you as you. Prospered are you when you know the truth of your identity as God's beloved child. Prospered are you when you separate yourself from the limitations and the conditions and the criticisms of the world. Prospered and blessed are you when you are poor in that realization that the self, the little self, the little I, needs to be emptied out so you step up, step in, and embrace the truth of who you are. It's a tough one, I know, for many. Especially when theology and religion has taught you that you need to be impoverished and poor because you are nothing more than the worms of the dust. Here our teacher is telling us that we have to release that consciousness. We have to empty ourselves of that pride that is false, that is erroneous, that is not of God. He says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to you when you can do that. Meaning that you can have the truth of who you are and whose you are. When you empty yourself of that erroneous belief, that poverty and poor consciousness of ego, of pride, of I think I know it all. When you empty yourself of those false, erroneous beliefs, then you are able to understand, accept, and recognize the kingdom of God which is right where you are. You see, the Sadducees and the Pharisees had been enslaving the people for so long. Thou shalt keep the Sabbath, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not, and they had a list of do's and don'ts that the ordinary person could never fulfill. And so, for them, they knew that they were going to struggle through life and wait till they die to enjoy a life that was better. But our teacher came to show us the truth. As he gathered around his disciples, his faculties, and realized as he was to attain, as he was to express the kingdom of God that was right where he was, he needed to empty himself of anything that prohibited him. So we could translate that verse, blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them, to really just quintessentially put it in 21st century language, blessed are those who lack pridefulness, who are not narcissistic, who practice humility. Now that's a different emphasis than telling you that you needed to be poor in order to experience heaven. No. My beloved, what our teacher was telling us, that we need to empty ourselves of that which would hinder, that which would block, that which would deprive us from realizing the presence of the infinite, unchanging, eternal presence of God in us, as us. Oftentimes, it breaks my heart when I see how religion has so distorted his message, his teachings of freedom. He told us if we knew this truth would set us free. Instead, theology, religion, of all sorts, have sought to make them the middleman between God and the individual. And our teacher came to show us we didn't need a middleman. We only needed to understand the truth and the reality of being. We needed to move beyond all of the false ideas and beliefs we have held on to. We need to empty ourselves of those things that help us or keep us denying the truth. You know that I often say, and I will continue to say, the spiritual journey, the spiritual path is not for the faint-hearted. It requires work, it requires effort, it requires perseverance. But our teacher said that we were to enter through the narrow gate because the path is easy and wide that leads to destruction. Meaning that we need to employ these truths and teachings diligently because it's easy to just ignore. Know it, but don't utilize it. So my story is kind of a follow-on. And it's kind of two stories I want to combine. The first is from a text from Mark 10:17-22 of the young man. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud and honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me. And the man's face fell. He went away sad, because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Let's break that down a little. Jesus wasn't about he needed to be impoverished. Because what that young man represents is the individual consciousness, that personality that clings to what it has, its material things, as well as its emotional baggage, and things that we don't want to let go of. Jesus wasn't anti-being rich, but it was a recognition that when you make the love of your material possessions, when you hold on to things that truly are holding you back, holding you down, you'll miss experiencing the kingdom of God that is right where you are. When we allow our personality to dominate and rule us as this young man did, even when we receive all the teachings that our teacher is giving us, but we aren't able to do that last part, to give up that which no longer serves us, to release the old and the outworn ideas and beliefs and theologies that we've held onto, we cannot experience the kingdom that is right where we are. We need to let go, empty ourselves, release, and experience the kingdom of God. The other short story that I wanted to share was about Mickey Cohen, a flamboyant criminal of the 50s. At the height of his career, Cohen was persuaded to attend the evangelistic service, at which he showed a surprising interest in Christianity. Hearing of this and realizing what a great influence a converted Mickey Cohen could be, just hold one moment. I apologize, otherwise the beeping wouldn't stop. Okay. Realizing what a great influence a converted Mickey Cohen could be to have for the Lord, some prominent Christian leaders began visiting him in an effort to convince him to accept Christ. Late one night, after repeatedly being encouraged to open the door of his life on the basis of revelation, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will go in and eat with him, and he with me. Cohen prayed. Hopes ran high amongst his believing acquaintances, but with the passing of time, no one could detect any change in Cohen's life. Finally, they confronted him with the reality that being a Christian meant he would have to give up his friends and his profession. Cohen demurred. His logic: there are Christian footballers, Christian cowboys, Christian politicians. Why not a Christian gangster? That amused me. It amused me because it's how we are so wedded to what we are, so convinced that we're not prepared to give up ways of being. Our science of mind reading is entitled Moving Forward. The first quote comes from 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. Life bids me walk forward. With my feet set on a holy pathway, I progress with ease. The author, my friend Reverend Michael Gott, writes, this is a paradox at work in the spiritual journey. Life is perfect just as it is, and we are impelled by the very nature of spirit to evolve, improve, and heal. So sometimes for me, I feel like I have to have spiritual double vision. In the absolute, there is nothing to heal. In the relative experience of the human life, there is plenty of healing. I want to see take place. I used to struggle with a sense of my inadequacy. I would often compare my gifts and accomplishments with those of other people I admired. I was often envious and felt defeated and immobilized. A few years ago, I experienced an awakened moment when I saw the uselessness of thinking this way. I became willing to accept that my expression was good enough, and in that moment I was healed. In the years since, I have still had moments of doubt, but I've never been paralyzed by it again. Something has shifted, and it feels permanent. Even though I get discouraged by my faults and inadequacies, I've been able to remember that Spirit uses all of me to reveal good. I keep moving forward. Just don't quit. Perseverance is the absolute pinnacle of spiritual evolution. I love that last line. Perseverance is the absolute pinnacle of spiritual evolution. My beloved, emptying ourselves of pride, narcissistic behaviors and tendencies, is part of our spiritual evolution. It's part of us doing the work to be the expressions of the divine that we are created to be. Jesus made it very clear that it was not just some people who had this ability, but we all had this ability. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday by Kevin Griffin, who says, the spiritual experience isn't one of filling ourselves up with either religious or intellectual beliefs, but of emptying ourselves so that we can experience what is directly unfiltered. I am always advocating and pushing for your personal, individual development with the source of all that is the ground of being. I personally have seen the damage and experienced it when I have looked to others to be the middleman between me and my God. But it is what has brought me to this place where I advocate and share and teach so that you, whether you join me here or not, you have the toolkit with which to cultivate your own personal relationship with the divine. When our teacher said that no man cometh to the Father but through the Son, he was speaking that we needed to work and express our own Christ nature. That's how we can know and experience the kingdom of God within us. We have the faculties, we have the powers. And now he was teaching us how to be, the attitude of being. He wasn't about, like the Pharisees or the Sadducees, about the doing, the rituals, the commandments. He was about the way of being, and hence gave us the be attitudes. I want to share two small poems. The first is Love Came and Empty Me of Self by Abu Sa'id Abilkir. He was an early Sufi poet, more than two centuries before our beloved Rumi. And he says, and this is an English version by Raji Abrahim, Love came, and empty me of self. Every vein and every pore made into a container to be filled by the beloved. Of me, only a name is left. The rest is you, my friend, my beloved. My second poem is from Dr. Anthony Theodore, who says, we not only passively receive in us the grace of Christ, but we actively renew in our own life the self-emptying and self-transformation by which God became man. Just as the Messiah emptied himself of his divine and transcendent nobility in order to descend to the level of man, so we must empty ourselves of what is human in the ignoble sense of the word, in order that we may become God. Beloved, blessed are those who lack pridefulness, who are not narcissistic, who practice humility. That is the invitation this morning. if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and go within. As we consciously commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us. And as you bring your attention to your breath, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." As you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." As you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe up further." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in slower." Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." As you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Healing. Forgiveness.
healing.
Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in, Spirit. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I empty myself. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in, Spirit. Exhale. This is my breath as I empty myself. Spirit. Empty myself. Into myself. Spirit. Into myself. I take a moment to be intentional for yourself for the week ahead. Always we like to see, feel and envision that which we wish to do, be, have or experience. For each one is different. Deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. You know that God is Spirit, the energy, the life force, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine Beloved, grandest being, thou who art the absolute mystery, infinite intelligence. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, we ask that we empty ourselves of all that is prideful, of all that keeps us separate from you, from all the material and emotional baggage we hold on to, and all that enables us to deny truth of who we are and whose we are. We open ourselves to the teachings of our way shower, for the way of being and the attitudes that demand that we let go that demand that we release, that we demand that we stop with all the things that make us or allow us to separate from you, to separate from the truth of who we are and whose we are. Let us remember to quicken the faculties that are within us as we go up the mountain in consciousness, as we empty ourselves of all that no longer serves, as we empty ourselves of all that is prideful or narcissistic, as we empty ourselves of anything and everything that we believe we cannot let go of. Divine Beloved Mother, Father God, wherever we are on our spiritual journey, wherever we are on this lifetime or lifeline in age, we know that we are never too old to open ourselves to this truth. This truth that our teacher said will set us free. There is so much happening across our world at this time. Be it climate related with mudslides and fires and extraordinary heat, or storms and typhoons, volcanoes erupting. So much happening in our natural world, and some of it caused by us and our own negligence. The people who are in war-torn or in violent areas, too many to even mention. For those that are risking limb and life to find freedom, who are refugees, those who are trying to find freedom right where they are. Mother, Father, God, for every situation, for every condition that exists, we put it before the altar. You are the divine intelligence that knows what to do, who to touch, that they may do their part in help healing our world. For our leaders, may they seek to be better in that which they have stepped into the roles of doing and being. May corruption, greed, and power be put aside so that they truly may serve the people. Mother, Father, God, our teacher, our way-shower, our beloved Jesus, demonstrated by example all that we should embrace, all that we should be doing in order to express and experience the kingdom of God within us. Help us in any way, shape, or form that we need so that we truly can experience our divine sons and daughtership. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands, palms open, facing outwards, and affirm. I'm grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Buddhist affirmations this morning. Our science of mind affirmation. Repeat after me. Today I trust that God. Oh, hold on. Okay. Again, let's give that a second try. Today I trust that God.
Today I trust that God.
That God
is using all of me.
Is using all of me.
For the revelation of its wholeness. I'm willing to move forward in my life.
I'm willing to move forward in my life.
Trusting that I receive. What I need.
So that I give.
What is mine to give. If anyone has hurt or harmed me. Knowingly or unknowingly. In thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
Our third intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination, our roomy quote for the week. Close your eyes. Fall in love. Stay there. 10 or 10 will happen as usual on Thursdays, our midweek prayer, our 10-minute top-up. And my closing's on addiction. Beloved Mother, Father, God, touch our hearts and minds as we surrender our pride so that we may remain open and receptive to your eternal truth. Help us to be humble and seek always to expand our understanding of your divine potential that ever awaits our uncovering and expression. Now and always, may it be so. So my closing song is this week's favorite. It's by Alan Cole, Tolan Wells, and Toby Mac, entitled Like You. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Everybody is becoming a little bitch. I'm coming out of me being old. Everybody wants to find a burden. Everybody wants something. I just want to be more than you. I just want to be more than you. I just want to be more than you. I just want to be more than you.
Enjoyed it as much as I did. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday.